line, if not for the striking crimson of her reading glasses, which perfectly matched the stain on her full lips. I took a moment to really get a good look at her, admiring how the strip of silver hair at her right temple had been artfully arranged into her elaborate updo. She was slender, with a graceful neck and long arms, and when she looked up from my application to consider me, I felt exposed and vulnerable. She slid her glasses off and sat back. "Have a seat, Gianna." I moved across the cream-colored carpet and took one of the two chrome and leather chairs in front of her desk. "Good morning," I said, elatedly hearing a trace of my Brooklyn accent, which I'd practiced hard to suppress. She didn't seem to pick up on it.
"Tell me about yourself."
I cleared my throat. "Well, this spring I graduated magna cum laude from the University of Nevada at Las Vegas."
"I just read that on your resume."
She softened her words with a slight smile.
"Tell me something I don't already know about you. Why the restaurant industry? 60% of new establishments fail within the first 5 years. I'm sure you know that."
"Not ours. My family has run a restaurant in Little Italy for 3 generations.